Okay, cool. And you said you guys are here in Colorado local also, or where's your office?
No, our office is in Fountain Valley, California, not too far from Disneyland. But this would appear in your area. And here's Chris.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Is this Jesus?
Yeah, this is.
Hi, Jesus. Hey, Chris. Hi. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors in the area. And, the very first thing I want to kind of establish before we get into pricing and any of that, I want to send you over a text message. This is our Google partnership badge. So we've been in business for 21 years, and we've been a partner for half that time. So it took us a long time to become a partner, but now we're here. So what that means for you is that we work with Google directly, and that being said, that we can get their products or promotions. We have a wide portfolio of their services and so forth, and we can contact them directly with any issues at all. So I sent you a text message. You can open that up when you get a chance to confirm that. All the partners of Google are in California, but we service all 50 states. I do see that you have your Google Business Profile. Beautiful website, by the way. Did you make that yourself, or did you have someone build that for you?
I had someone build it for me.
Yeah, really, really nice. I also see you're doing a pay-per-click, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How has that been working for you? Do you see really good results with that?
I mean, at the moment, it's been pretty expensive. I've already spent,
yes.
I think already reached $1,200 within, maybe 2 weeks, three, maybe?
Oh, God, no. No.
And, I've gotten maybe a couple, not even a lot of leads, not many leads, maybe,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe like six or seven leads, maybe out of all that.
Yeah, so let me explain, all right? So I've been here for 7 years, and the pay-per-click campaigns, they're good for the big corporations. Let me just give you an example, okay? You got companies like, huge companies like, Extra Space Storage, or companies like U-Haul, or companies like McDonald's, right? Those are pay-per-click, right? Those companies, the reason it can work for them is because they're spending millions of dollars in that kind of platform, okay? Now, the pay-per-click, once someone clicks on your ad, that's it. Like, they click and range anywhere from $5 to $10, and that's it. There's no control.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sell them a lot, and now I don't sell them at all. And here's why, okay? Let me ask you a question. This is when you're looking for a service online, let's say you're looking for a restaurant, you're looking for a tire shop, or you're looking for the near gas station, right? Where do you usually search yourself?
I mean, I do look up, if I need a tire shop, I put, like, mm-hmm. tire shops near me. Or,
gotcha.
Stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But where do you search that yourself usually?
I would go to Google. I would go to either, Google Maps. Yeah.
I would
say Google Maps. So, sometimes Google search, and they'll come up to you with the little map right there.
Yep. Exactly. So there's two ways, either the Google Maps or the Google search in just the browser itself, right? But let me ask you a question, and I want you to genuinely answer this question for me. Do you ever click on the sponsored section?
Not always. Yeah,
right?
Not always.
Exactly, right? So that's the whole point there. For example, the sponsored section, yes, it's okay. You'll come up at the very top. Like right now I see System Pavers, and then I see your company, JAS, Hauling and Paving Incorporated, right? I see that.
Mm-hmm.
But then here's the thing, right? In the map section, right below that, I'm trying to find your company. When I type in asphalt services in Denver, Colorado, just as an example,
yeah.
You've got companies like Rocky Mountain, DACS, I believe, Asphalt
mm-hmm.
and Concrete,
yeah,
Colorado Asphalt Works, Apex, I don't know if you know these companies, right? Blacktop Plus,
mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. You got Bradley as well. So those are companies that are coming up in the map section, okay? So that is where we would optimize your company utilizing the keywords. So in my
mm-hmm.
experience, right, what works better than the pay-per-click is having the optimization in the map section, right? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would say 90 to 95% of the purchases are done on that first page, and they're going to contact the top recommended companies, okay? The sponsored
mm-hmm.
section, which is the pay-per-click, it's okay if it's completely out of your service area, like in a different you know, let's say 100, 200 miles, like where you're located. But let me ask you this. You're not traveling. How far are you traveling for new clients, would you say?
I'm just local here, maybe 100 miles.
There you go. Right, exactly. So, you know, with that being said, the local map section, right, will get you, you know, up to anywhere from 50 to 75. Even we can actually put your ads a little bit further as well, right? So what we do is we program every single keyword. So every single service that you offer, we as Google partners, we go into Google's back office and program that optimization, right? So we use keywords. So here's just an example, right? Asphalt services, right? If you're doing pavement, right? Any of those services that you offer, we're going to make sure we program that on that first page so you're coming up as a top recommended option, right? So that's what we would do in a nutshell. So I don't recommend, once again, it's your business, but I don't recommend a lot the Google Ads unless you have a huge budget to spend on them, because the return on investment is not as lucrative as other platforms that Google has. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now I would have come up on I would become sponsored then. I would have come up as sponsored on Google Maps then? I'm assuming.
Yeah, the Google Maps section, you'd come up as a top recommended option at the very, very top, right? So the sponsored section, right now you're coming up as sponsored, okay? So what I recommend for the pay-per-click, I don't know if you have a budget in place for the sponsored section already. Like, do you have like a set budget that you have?
I mean, I mean, there's days that it spends, I do have it at like $100 a day to start off with. You know, just trying to give it a try.
Right.
Like I said, I mean, I've been getting a couple leads, not many, if I'm being honest with you.
Right.
And, that's why, you know, I wanted to set up my Google profile, set all that up already.
Mm-hmm.
And at times when I go on Google Maps, I will come up at times as sponsored on there also, but not all the time, you know?
Yeah. So here's the thing, right? When I type in the Asphalt Services Colorado, right, in the sponsored section, you come up. But here's the issue. You're not coming up just in the map section underneath that as a top recommended option. You're not coming up on the first – you're not even coming up on the first page on that. Not even on the second page or third pages. The reason why is because there's no search engine optimization for that. So that's what we would do. So here's my recommendation, right? So if you're spending a lot of money on the pay-per-click, getting your Google Business Profile optimized for the keywords will, I would say, okay, just hear me out. I would say it would get you a 80 to 90% better return on investment than having the pay-per-click. Why? Because it's a flat rate. You'll come up as a top recommended option in the surrounding areas of Denver, and you don't have to pay for those clicks. Okay? You could pause that campaign, and then you could always, you know, you could always sprinkle it here and there. Okay? The way that the local map section works, it's like an egg. Okay? You have the yolk, right? And then you have the egg white that's around, or like a spider web. So your Google Business Profile is the middle, and then you have around it where you're getting outside of the service area, you would sprinkle in the pay-per-click, okay? So I tell all my clients, we sell Google Ads, Yelp Ads, Facebook Ads. I mean, we sell a lot of these different products. But one of the things that I do notice is that the conversion on a pay-per-click is 4%. So 4% conversion is low. This is industry standard across all industries for Google pay-per-click, okay? That is very low, okay? Yeah, that's not really good.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So when it comes to the local map section and getting you coming up as a top recommended option, that is going to be more lucrative. Why? Because as a consumer, I usually don't go to sponsor section. Sometimes I do, just depends. But for the most part, I'm just looking for the top people on that first page in the map section generally, right? So that is what we would be able to do for you. So what we do also...
What's the cost, what's the return on that one? Like what percentage is it for that?
Oh, that's you were saying that's 80-90%. Because, okay, let me ask you a question. Yeah, let me ask you a question. When you're looking for, you know, let's just, you're looking for a hamburger, right? You're like, I need to get some fast food, okay? Or like you put in, you know, burger place or whatever on the map section. If your sponsored ad doesn't come up, you're just gonna look for the top three, you know, hamburger spots, either it's McDonald's or whatever, that are in the area, right? So you don't go past the first page. So what's happening is you're not visible in that spot right now, mm-hmm. right? Because it's not being optimized. So you having that top spot at the very top will get you those results that you need, right? And I can make it as affordable because you have a website. In order for you to rank on the first page of Google organically, like in the map section, you need five things. Name, address, phone number, website, cleanup. And what that is we make sure that everything's consistent across the internet. So you have a couple things missing for your Google business profile. For example, I don't see you programmed on Apple Maps. So that's something we would do. We'd put you on Bing, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. All these different things Google will index for you to rank on that first page, right? I see that you have a couple other things, but do you have a Facebook business page for the company?
I do, yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's good. So that'll help you out. And then do you have a Yelp listing as well?
I don't know.
Okay,
I mean, mostly it's like in my industry, mm-hmm. you know, since my line of work, I'm not really trying to do, you know, residential type of work. I'm trying to do more
commercial.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm trying mm-hmm. to get to commercial clients. So that's why I place my ad on, you know, Google search and whatever. But cool. So, but either way, if they were to go to, let's say, Google, right, and they searched mm-hmm. up asphalt companies near me in Denver, Colorado, or whatever, right,
mm-hmm.
will I still come up with in the first page, though, on there also?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole point. We're going to get you on the first page in the map section, right? Without
Chris,
you having...
give me one second. I'm getting called. Hold on. Give me one second.
Yeah,
sure.
Take your time.
All right, cool. I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, so basically what we would do is I just sent you a text message. I'm telling you, I'm sending you exactly what I can offer you today. By the way, did you get my first text message for the partnership?
Yeah,
match?
I did, yeah.
Okay, cool. The second message is our pricing page. So I want to show you exactly what I can offer you today, and then you could see, you know, what are some of the things that are included within the package that I'm offering you today, okay? So
it's pretty much like an SEO kind
yes,
of a...
Yes, okay. Search engine optimization. That's what's going to get you results better than the pay-per-click. This is just my... I'll just be straightforward with you because if you spend $1,200 in 2 weeks, that's just too much money. For the return that you're getting, that's like basically 4% for the most part. I mean, if you're only getting, you know, 10% of that, right? Like you're not getting as many opportunities for the $1,200 you're spending. Okay. So, here's, if you open up that link, if you go all the way towards the bottom, here's what I can offer you today. Okay. We have three packages, Central, Pro, and Platinum. All right. So the Platinum package usually starts at $599, and there's the $299 setup fee. Okay. So you have a website. I'm not going to charge you for a website. That's just, it wouldn't be fair. You have your Google business profile. You have a lot of these things set up. Okay. So what I can do for you is I can get you the Platinum package at the cost of the Essential of $299, and I'll waive $200 off your setup fee. So it'd be $398 to start and $299 every month after that. Okay. Now, the best thing about this is that you're able to track everything that's going through your Google listing, okay? We're going to run Facebook retargeting ads as well. We're going to put you on Yelp, all the platforms that you're missing. Google needs those platforms in order for you to rank on the algorithm. Does that make sense? So you're missing a couple of things that will help you rank on the first page when people are looking in asphalt, whether it's commercial asphalt, paving, any of the services that you offer. We're going to program it on Google. And since we're partners, we're going to know how people are searching. So that's the benefit. You know, we go into their back office, we'll know how people are searching, where they're searching from, so you get the best results. Okay?
Okay.
So
for the Platinum package, the one that's at the very bottom, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of the page, that says $5.99 a month. You said how much for that one?
I can get you that in for the cost of the Essential, $2.99. So I'll get you a 50% discount. It's like you have a website. Usually this Platinum package comes with a website. Why include why charge you for a website? Mm-hmm. So I can get you a
Yeah, sorry. Because right now I'm with this other guy that does my ads, right? But I think he hasn't been doing too great of a job, right? So he did my website and he did my Google profile. You think on there, he's the primary owner and I'm the owner on there. You think it would be possible for me to, you know, get all that info back? at all?
Absolutely, yeah. So what we do, absolutely. You're always going to be the owner. He's always – so with your Google Business Profile, I could see that, you know, it was created, right? It's good. You have 6 reviews already. You're at 5 stars. What I recommend, this is just my recommendation, to get friends or family or people you've done work for or even past clients, we'll give you a link so you can send to them so you can start getting more reviews. The more reviews, the better ranking you'll also have, right? It'll be a win-win for everybody because people look at your listing. It's going to be good, you know. And I know you just started this, so we'll provide a link for you so you can send over your client to get that. But to answer your question, yes, you're the owner of your Google Business Profile. Now, I could see that he hasn't done any optimization for your Google Business Profile, meaning he's just created it. I could see that the website was created as well, and he's doing what's called a pay-per-click, but anybody can do a pay-per-click. You can do it yourself. But to be honest with you, once again, if you're spending $1,200 in 2 weeks and you're only getting a few handful of jobs, it's just not getting a good return on investment. This is just me telling you what I see, right? That's just facts.
Since he's a primary owner,
you're the owner.
Yeah, so primary owner doesn't – is that like a category under, or I thought that was a category above the owner.
What do you mean? No. So when it comes to your Google Business Profile, you know, you're the owner of it. He's just managing it. You can take him off at any time as long as you get the credentials, or we can get the credentials for you. You know, so
I went on there and I go to advanced profile settings or something, and it says on there, GiveItCore or info@giveitcore.com is primary owner, and I'm the owner, so. He would have to the credentials and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, you hire him, right? Like he's working for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I hired him to do that and
do
the Google ad stuff.
Exactly. So, but he just created it. He didn't really like. He's not managing.
It's my email and stuff too. Yeah. Right. It's my email and stuff and all that. The Google profile, he created it under my email.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff is just, you know, on there it says he's a primary owner and I'm the owner, but I don't think I could take him off unless I call him and tell him, you know.
Well, that, or we can call Google directly and have him taken off. I mean, but, you know, I'm assuming, so, you know, here's the thing, right? If the pay-per-click ads, you can have a low budget and just kind of not go surpass that. But once you start getting ranking on that first page, I'm telling you this right now, you're not going to need the pay-per-click just because it's not cost-effective. One of the things that I recommend for my clients is the Google Guaranteed. That one's the pay-per-lead, but I'm looking at the categories for Google. It's quite not yet available for your industry, which sucks. But it will be. It will be, or else that would have been – you know, there's concrete, but not asphalt. But that is the best the best thing that Google has ever come up with, you know. But I know it's a new service, so Google just came up with it, you know, about a year and a half, almost 2 years now. Once that gets more categories into their belt, then they're going to start expanding to more categories. But that one is way, 100 times better than the pay-per-click, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But that's what you can always
what's
do
it called, how long would it take for me to start ranking on Google, like how you're saying?
Great question.
I'm assuming my website would be coming up since you're doing SEO. I'm assuming my website would come up, you know, on maybe the first page of Google search if they look it up. And I'm assuming also on Google Maps, right?
Absolutely, yeah. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long would that take?
Since you already have your Google Business Profile, all we would have to do is go in there and get the optimization, and then also we would have to go in there and go into create the business profiles that you don't have, like, you know, the Yelp and, you know, a couple other things that we have to do, the Apple Maps, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. Those are the main things that Google indexed for the algorithm to acknowledge that you have presence online, right? So once we do that, you know, industry standards anywhere from, you know, it can take to 60 days, but we can do it within 30 to 45 days at the most. In your case, I would say 3 to 4 weeks tops, at the very most. And the reason for that is because, you know, you already have everything in place. All we would have to do is go in there and program you for every single keyword that's happening. But once you're ranking there, you're there. Like, there's no stopping taking you out.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And you guys have a contract? Or
No, absolutely not. Okay. So this is
because I did see there on your page that it said a 2-month contract. That's all I was asking, you know.
Right. So there's a 2-month verbal agreement. You know, there's no like contract. So like a year contract. I know a lot of companies will put you on a year contract or anything like that. We just want you to give us the adequate time for you to see the results. But there's no like actual contract that you have to sign. Like I know companies like Home Advisor or Angie's or Thumbtack, Porsche, they have like year contracts. We don't do this, right? We just want to make sure you give us enough adequate time to show you the results for this to make sense for your business, right? So
okay, cool. Yeah. And that means I will just pause my ad, my Google pay-per-click ad.
Yeah.
In the meantime, will I get all my stuff optimized?
Absolutely.
And, that's my main focus. I just want to start ranking up there, but I don't want it to get too expensive, you know, like that. Like how I'm doing now. So, and I don't want to get it to the point where, you know, I don't want to pay anymore, then I'm not going to come up at all, you know? So.
Yeah, no, with this, the beautiful thing about what we do, since we're Google partners, we have to follow strict guidelines. So we can't have you sign any type of contract. We actually send everything to you in writing. We have to read what's called a voice verification for their terms and conditions. And the thing about this is that, you know, it'll organically put you there. You know, once you're there, then that's it. You know, the whole point of paying us is to keep you on that first page. But once you start getting those clients, you know, $2.99, that's $10 a day. That's a drop in the bucket, right? It'll 100% pay for itself because you're doing, you know, bigger jobs, right? Asphalt, you know, it's expensive, right? So, especially because you have to bring all the machinery. I mean,
I like the offer. I like it, especially since you guys are, Google partners and stuff. You know, it makes it's more, if you see it from a customer point of view, I mean, it makes me feel more guaranteed, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But, definitely. I would definitely like to start. Do you think you could send me, do you have a direct number I could call or something? I could, right now I'm actually going to go look at some job that came up that I had scheduled at like 10:30 nearby. I'm for sure interested. I for sure want to start doing this. Yeah.
Right. So what I can do, so here's what we can do. Okay. If I just take basic information, I just need 5 minutes of your time. We have to do what's called an onboarding call. Okay. This is where the technician crosses the T's and dot the I's. This is where they get all your information that we need in order for you to program you adequately. Okay. So I need just 5 minutes of your time to create the profile. We can send you your invoice, everything in writing, schedule a time where you can talk to a technician whenever it's convenient for you, and then close out the position with you. So once we work with someone on Google on the first page, we can't work with your competitor. So that's another good thing that you do. We're going to give you our undivided attention so you get the maximum results, right?
Okay, cool, so cool. And then
go ahead. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, okay, cool. So will you be providing me that link then through message, and I could just fill it out?
What do you mean one link?
To fill out the form that you're asking about. Like,
oh, no. I entered the information into the system right now. So I just need to verify, like, business address and all
I'm
that.
I'm getting another call. Give me 1 second. Just give me 1 second. Sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm back. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I think it was another marketing company.
No worries.
I think for the same thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just need to confirm. So your email here is it's jashaulingpaving@gmail.com, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. That's correct. Yep.
Okay. And then quick question: what's your last name? This is for account purpose. This is not for like we're not going to share that online.
Yeah. It's my last name. It's Sanchez.
Sanchez. Okay.
And then, do you need my other last name too, or no?
No. Just Jesus Sanchez.
Yeah, just that. Okay.
Cool. Okay, gotcha. And then, I got your email here. You speak Spanish as well?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I do as well. Okay.
Oh, really?
se requiere el español. Sí, no muy bien, pero pues más o menos me defiendo. Tenemos muchos clientes en español también y es muy importante hablar el idioma, ¿verdad?
No, sí.
There you go, there you go.
Man.
I love it.
You're getting it, man.
I'm getting it, man. No, sí, pues cuando estaba chiquito, mi papá siempre me decía, tienes que aprender el español porque pues cuando un día estás grande, te va a ayudar mucho. So, you know, it's helped out, you know, so I'm grateful for that.
I bet it does. You know, it definitely does, for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Agreed. All right, well, I just have a few questions here now. Just this is basic information for the business. We're actually going to look into the keywords and how people are typing it in on Google. But as far as the services that you offer, everything on your website you do, right? Like asphalt overlays,
yeah.
Seal coating. Okay, is there anything missing on your website that you want to come up for?
No, everything's on there. I mostly want to do
commercial.
Mostly want to do asphalt commercial work. Yep, asphalt commercial work.
Okay.
So when it comes to asphalt resurfacing or overlays, and you know where you know we need a mill and overlay, mostly bigger jobs like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
If I get jobs for like patches and stuff, I mean that's fine. That's fine. Same with seal coating.
Okay.
Seal coating is also good. You know, as long as there's just a higher volume. You know, square footage, but pretty much just mostly commercial. I'm trying to target more commercial clients just because it's, you know, it's a bigger ticket job and you know, it's less of a headache because, I mean, you know how it can be with residential clients, you know, they're more picky.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
No, I agree with you 100%. At the end of the day, and especially, you know, you have a lot of machinery you have to haul. I mean, I see what you guys do. It's insane. So, like, when with that work, it's like you got to make sure that it's worth your while. You know, because it's
a lot of
cash, labor, equipment. Just it's a lot of that goes into it.
So, yep, especially labor itself. You know, just labor itself is pretty expensive nowadays. So if I do a residential job, I'm never going to compete versus, you know, the next door neighbor or whatever that does concrete or not.
Okay. Well, we'll get you found for residential. And once again, we'll know how people are searching for your services in the area as well. So we got that as well. So I'm just typing in just basic information for the technician. The technician is going to do their homework before they call you, finalize everything. Is there a Google certified technician as well? So you're good on that. And then
is there a number that I'll be getting or you could send me that way I know it's that technician? Because I don't really answer a lot of these calls.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just for some reason I answered, you know, you guys and I mean, I got interested in it, yeah.
Here's my number. And then that 877 number is our direct number as well.
He sent it to me through text message.
So my name is Chris. You can reach me at that extension, but that 877 number is our toll free number, right, to our company. So you can reach me there. Look, I got a lot of this information. You mentioned you're licensed and insured. I got basic information. I'm able to find it through your registered business on the Colorado.gov website. So, you know, we're able to see all that, which is good. I pretty much got everything down here. So once again, everything here that we're doing is a month to month. We want you to give us some time, obviously, you know, to get things up and going, but there's no long-term contracts or anything like that. You know, the whole point is for you to see the results for this to make sense. We also read what's called a 90-second voice verification. This is for your protection. This is just pretty much stating that everything we're going to do for you. You're also going to receive an invoice as well. And when you get a chance, if you go, I don't know, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I have a Samsung, so Android.
Android. Okay. So you can go into the App Store, okay, and then type in Local Splash. Mm-hmm. And once you type in Local Splash, you can download our app. So that app is pretty much a CRM for you, customer relation management system, right? So
okay, cool.
You could track everything that we're doing there. Like, even the calls are recorded. That's awesome. So basically, if you talk to someone, you know, like you forgot what you quoted them or the address, whatever the case may be, you're able to find that through the app as well. Like everything that we're doing. So it's not like you're going to say, oh, what are these guys doing? How, you know, how is the conversion? How are these guys, you know, what leads are coming through what? You'll know through the app. That's another thing. All right. Well, I got everything going. We're also going to look at the calendar because I know you're short on time. We'll see what time the technician has available as well as yourself so we can get you. It's a quick 30-minute to 40-minute onboarding call where, you know, we look at the keywords and we get everything, you know, squared away. Now, I do have you at a discounted rate. So once again, usually our platform is $599, as you can see on our website. So the initial investment is $398 once again, and it's $299 every month after that. Okay. So there's
no
pay per click, pay per cost, any of that. So I'm waiving $200 off the setup fee, and then it should be $99 just for the setup fee to start the programming. Once that next month comes, it's just be the flat $299. Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Okay.
Also, yeah. I was going to say, so whenever I'm going to receive, I'm assuming they're going to send me an email, right? Your technician and,
Yeah, so right now what I do is I secure the listing with you. You're going to receive everything in writing right now, like your welcome email, your terms and conditions, your credentials to your dashboard. Like you receive everything. In writing, 100%.
Okay.
Right.
Okay,
so,
cool.
I mean, in order to secure the listing, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What works best for the company?
I have American Express. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So I'll take down the information. I'll repeat it to you, and then you'll receive everything right now in your email and via text message, right?
Okay. Cool.
Okay. All right, so I'll take the card whenever you're ready. I'll repeat it to you for accuracy, and then I'll read that voice verification. Once again, you'll receive a copy of everything we're doing as well.
Okay. Do you need it now?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, cool. Is it fine if I do it? Is there a way I can do it maybe online or through a form or something?
Yeah,
I am going to get a little bit busy now. So... You know, that's what I was saying. Unless I could return your call here maybe in about an hour or two. Or if you could send me just a form that I could reach out to, and I could just fill all my information online, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. Quick question. Is it a trust issue? Like, do you feel like it's a...
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's not really a trust issue. It's just, I mean, I am kind of a little bit... I'm about to get a little bit busy now.
Right.
But also... Just so I have it on paper,
Yeah, so just so you know, right, what we do is once we process the payment right now, everything's recorded, secured. You know, I want you to understand that we're a legitimate company, right? So we would lose our Google partnership if we would do anything like that. So once we process the payment, we send you everything in writing, schedule that onboarding call, and then you have everything in place, right? So there's nothing to worry about it because – once again, everything is in writing. We send you your invoice, everything. We also read that 90-second voice verification so you have it. And you get it before we get off the phone call, right? The payment over the phone. And then, once again, everything is 100% secure. So
nothing
to fear.
That's fair enough, yeah. But I also do need to talk to the guy that's doing the management stuff first, you know? I mean, I am going to tell him, you know, that I am going to end up going
sorry.
With somebody
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
It sounds like you're breaking up a little bit. Sorry, it was breaking up a second.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, yeah, because I was saying, because I also might need to talk to my, to that guy that would manage my ads to just, you know, put a stop at the pay-per-click ads, and that way I get, you know, full custody of the Google profile and the website and all that stuff, you know. I was thinking maybe doing that first and then giving you guys a call maybe, you know, later today or tomorrow and getting that set up for sure, but I did want to set up that. But I first needed to talk with this guy, you know, before anything.
Gotcha. Oh, so you're not ready to sign up, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
I need to talk with this guy first. As soon as I have all that stuff and I talk with him and all that, I'll be able to do it for sure though. That's why I was asking if you guys could just send me an email or a message. And that way, whenever I was ready, give you guys, you know, a call back or fill out the form through your, website or app and, start going with all the stuff.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, so as far as an email, let me send that to you right now as we're on the phone. You know, I feel like, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, I think what it is that you might have got a lot of phone calls and you're like, I don't even know if this is like legit. I just have a feeling that might be the case, but I might be wrong, right? When it comes to your Google Business Profile, you know, the person managing, he's only look in the back office right now of Google, and I could see he's only doing the pay-per-click, and he's not really doing any SEO work for your Google Business Profile. So, you know, you're the owner of the Google Business Profile. You can always add us, and he could always still do the pay-per-click, right? So it's the pay-per-click is a completely different campaign versus just having the management of the Google Business Profile itself. They're completely two different things, right? So you can have him do the pay-per-click, or you can pause it. You can have it at a set budget, maybe, I don't know, $50 a day or whatever the case may be, and then you can have it manage the Google Business Profile. So the website, as far as the website, he built it. The website is perfect. So when it comes to your Google Business Profile, the website doesn't need to be touched. All it needs is your profile needs to be optimized, so that way it's being it's ranking on that first page, right? So,
but I'd
you know,
have to. What if I have to do any edits or any of that stuff? Yeah. I mean, I won't be able to until I have, like, you know, the user and I don't know, like, the platform to edit the website. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, so he has access to all that, right? And he has credentials.
No, he hasn't. No, so I don't even know where to, like, you know, edit the website if I have to do something on it. So that's all I was saying. Talk with him first, and then as soon as I have that, I'll give you guys a call for sure, and I'll set up all the payment stuff and all that stuff either on the phone or online. It doesn't matter.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, I would for sure reach out for sure.
All right, so I just sent you an email right now of everything that we just talked about, what's included. A complete breakdown, and you'll see a couple other testimonials. I'm also sending you a testimonial email right now as well of our client.
Well, yeah, I just started your email too, so I could save it.
Okay, cool. And then so I just sent that to you right now, and then testimonials. Okay. And then so what time would it be good to follow up with you and get this going for your
Give me a call. I mean, give me a call, maybe if you guys can, around 3:30 or 4, around there, or do you guys close at that time?
Yeah, so we're Monday through Friday. Matter of fact, let me send you our Google Business Profile. You'll see over 1,000 reviews that we have on there. And let me see, local splash. All right, reviews. Okay, so you could check us out. We're open Monday through Friday, and it's from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you're
okay. Cool.
Yeah, so I can let's see. Time now. Okay. Yeah, last thing. So, look, at the end of the day, Jesus, just – and I want you just to shoot me straight. Is this something you feel would be good for the business so I could follow up? Or if it's not, I don't want to call you and just – you know, because some people tell me, yeah, I'm all in, but I call them back and they don't answer. So I'd rather you just tell me, hey, Chris, I feel like it would be a good fit. I think I'd you know – benefit from being on that first page of Google instead of you know, saying, hey, call me back, and then I call you back and you don't answer. I mean, that's just, to me, I would respect that more than just people telling you one thing and then the other. So do you feel it would be a good thing?
Yeah, definitely it would be. Yeah, I'd have to, you know, speak with this guy and just, I'm trying to get the credentials for the website, and we should be all good after that. And you could just give me a call, and I'll answer for sure. Like I said, you know, I just have to
cancel
pretty much my plan with this guy that I have with right now.
Gotcha. Okay, so I also just sent you over, like, our Google Business Profile you can check out as well. So, and then I'll follow up with you. You said what time? 3:30, you said?
Yeah, 3:30 or 4, around there.
3:30 or 4. Okay, sounds good. Okay. So I'll call you, and then we'll get things going, okay?
All righty, sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
You as well. All right. Talk to you soon.